started here first?
One, two.
Since then I've been by the place, and I find
time, the same bunch still hanging there, but the Lord, we have, I have had dealings with before.
Ask you, on this particular day, the rest of the night, did you go on the property, owned or leased by Tom Hoover?
Nothing, maybe.
You did not? Was there any visible alcoholic beverages to your knowledge that was clearly visible? Beer, what? Did they have it in a hand or?
Well, they had some beer in the some of them had cans cooking down, some of them had clear glasses. Some liquid, I can't say that was a liquid, but I didn't even hope that. It was beer, really.
Buddy, is there anything else, Charlie, that you feel like you need to bring before the attention of the court this morning in regard to this anything permanent?
Not in regard to permit, but after the maybe what I saw when I was down there, you know, that should be, in my opinion, enough.
John, I'm just saying, the place of interest, the place where the business is set up, is it open?
I think I can do that at all. My thinking was focused on the property where all the traffic and stuff was. And I was trying to keep the direction that this individual was running. And remember, many of those places that I did at the time, it was too further from my car. And get that back to any time.
Well, I know this was not the place to do, so what? This was not the kind of country where you were making the decision.
No, sir, it was not the country, it was the next place.
You own that?
I've been told it was Mr. Hoover, I believe. Well, they'll talk about that. I don't know who knows.
Mr. Hoover lived in, I think, we don't know if he's back there.
No, I don't do
own
the house. I just know
who's going to come in. Now, you said you had a fearful call. You know, who played this song? Is it the same person?
I got on the radio with the call in from dispatch.
Tom, do they usually, when somebody calls in, do they make a note of it or just relay it on out the office?
Relay it on out.
They don't usually make a record. I didn't think to be a comment. I think to be a comment.
Do you say you think that there was a key to the record?
Ronnie Warren. Yes, we were.
According to the statement that you made, which I have here, I think it's the same. You indicated that Mr. Warren was the next candidate to serve 6 months for 7 hours due to a police officer in the day.
I read it 4 months. I took it off the file.
And please tell me that.
Take it back.
Take it back.
What you saw
on that particular main question next time you ask me.
Okay. I just came up to see how last time I walked in, Charlotte's on the radio and Thomas was saying about that. They had some people running.
So it's Penny, that's your call.
No call.
Why? Okay.
So when we pulled up, I was putting this fellow in the car. And he showed us the general direction for some of the other things. So we looked around there a little. It seemed like we were seeing it. And then just a few minutes out, we saw a horse coming across the highway. He started walking back up. And when he got to where he could see us, he turned around and started down through somebody's yard. And he went, got back on the shoulder of the highway. So we went down there, me and Joe Paul White. Picked him up, brought him back up there, and asked Charlie if that was one of the ones that he seen leaving. He said, yeah. So we ran to him. Then, Penny and myself, when we went down the Leapool Road, looked around some more, see if we could find anybody. When we came back, Charlie had already gone then, and Joe Tom had gone back towards that road and kind of looking. And there was some cars parked in front of the pantry. And when Penny and myself, we turned out on Leapool Road, this boy was walking between the cars. I told Penny, and I said, pull over, and I said, you know, we got up there, and he was standing 44 Magnum walking across the parking lot. So we pulled in there, and got out, made him put the gun down, and got it unloaded. He was the only one, that stayed there the whole time. He sat on the front porch, and he went to the car. I don't know why he got the gun. He went to the car and got the gun. And we unloaded it. And then I wrote down the license numbers on the cars that were parked in front of the business. Best I remember, there were three or four cars there, and all of them had out-of-county license plates on Crackett County, and I think maybe one from Callaway County. So while we were there, I looked towards her house and saw, I don't know if it's empty or not, but it was a 25-gallon tapper. Beer sitting on its side. Back kind of behind her house, there's a carport type thing attached to the back of her house, and this was laying on its side at the opening of the carport. So we talked off the lawn and asked him, you know, what was going on down there, and he said they'd been having a party, and I asked him if they'd been drinking beer out of that tap for me. He said, yeah.
All right. Now, was the beer tapper clearly visible?
From the parking lot on that side of the road, on the same side. See, we pulled in at her parking lot a long way. Warren was walking with his gun. We pulled up to the side. Penny and myself were both watching. He was walking between the cars, and when I got out, we started talking to him and had him unload the gun. That's when I looked up and I saw the tapper beer.
Did you yourself see any alcoholic beverages other than the tapper that, according to your testimony, was in view from the parking lot of the business? Wayne? Gordon?
Bubby? What was the proximity of where they were to the recreation room? How close were they were to the recreation room?
I would say roughly guessing 35 feet, maybe 40.
I do have a question now. I'm speaking a while ago. So if you were caught in front of the recreation building,
that's right.
And you found the gentleman good to the pitfall on the premises aisle in front between the cars of the recreation.
Right.
One thing I want to clear up. You said the tapper, whether it be empty, full, half full, or whatever, the beer tapper was visible from the parking lot, not from the road, but from the parking lot of the business?
Well, it would have been visible from the road had I looked over there if we were on the road. But at the time, we pulled in on the parking lot right at the shoulder of the road, and I got out on the highway side and walked around the front of the car, and that's when I saw it.
Martin. Brian, this is a plat of that property down there, and if you would, in order to familiarize me with what you're saying, could you indicate where you were parked in the parking lot and where the beer that you, the beer tap you were talking about was located?
There was some bags or something sitting next to the wall. Cardboard looked like teeth marks or something. I don't know exactly what it was. But there were several bags of that. Stacked up there, and the tapping was in front of me, laying on the side.
The only instance, though, that actually took place on business terms itself was the gentleman walking across the business.
Right.
He was from the house. Over
no, he wanted his car was one of the ones that was parked there. He'd gone with the car and got his pistol out and started back towards the house, and he was walking across the parking lot.
So he was going to the house.
Right.
Coming to the business.
Right. Right. He was going to the house.
Did you ascertain that the business was open at this time?
It was closed.
Okay. Did all the incidents that you have with knowledge of occur at the house and not at the business?
They occurred on the property where the house was located.
That he had been on the front porch of his place before you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was at the house.
Yeah, he said in, I think, maybe a swing or a chair or something on the front porch. He stayed there the whole time I was there.
Is this all one piece of land, one piece of property? Is it divided between the
roads? Well, there's not a fence that separates them or anything like that. I don't know if it's all one piece of land, but it's not divided.
Anything else, Brian? That's Bill. Hugh Roberts.
I'm like Mr. Gentleman, you said, I thought you said Mr. Warren had the gun. Is that correct?
That's right.
Because he's already been brought in.
You have to hear the testimony by Officer Smith and Officer Bryan. Is there anything that you could add to what they have testified to here today?
Do you understand what we're driving at, Mr. Roberts? The question is whether you can have an entertainment permit that affects your home as opposed to your place of business. They're two separate things in time.
But that's the fact. The problem is that the reason we're here is that the reason we're here is that no property like that.
Well, that's why we're here today, is whether a place of entertainment can be extended to your personal home.
Well, there's no other testimony that you could add to what you said. Does anyone here have any questions? Right. Mark, you need to tell him. He's got to help you in the case earlier. He's working on that. Right. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Whether you can extend that permit over to a man's residence and opposed to a place of business. What that man does on his business premises is one thing that is a public interest and subject to regulations by you on the permit that you issue. What is done in a place of residence in off hours when the business is closed or whatever had to be open, I don't think that's the question we're dealing with. Whether you can extend that permit over to include what the family is supposed to let. But if you are not even party to the permit, you're the employee. That's really the thrust of what we're doing back then. Well, I don't know if there's no gambling direction without the beverages or even control substance in or around the permit. No loud noise or disturbances of the peace or any activities in or around the premises which disturb the peace of those neighbors living in the area. Are there any other witnesses here who would testify concerning the revocation of the permit? What's your name? You've been out all by the holder of the permit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Come out here from
the
first. I'm going to say hello to the nose, Tom. Tom Hoover. Tom is the owner. I believe.
Right.
I ask you if this is a copy of the lease.
where all of you had under the lease or rent there, the lease on the store building. The question had a lease on the building, the option to purchase the lease on the and what arrangement do you have in regards to the other one? Bill Landers on the next month basis. Now, who rents the other two buildings? That's on a month-to-month basis. There's no business lease to rent. But you made the application for the permit. What do you ask for a permit for? Unless it's a game room over in Philadelphia. Is this the application that was filed? Not that you have to do that. The premise is that the mention here is
we
Were you at home on the evening of the afternoon of the Sunday the 12th? And were you familiar with the activities that were going on at home? What, did you see any wildfire that? Did you see any alcoholic beverages that were exposed to the public? Did you see any activity at the all through the old across the road. Thank you. I did not want to do what you did.
Families there. Two families. And then
several singles, boys and girls. You open the store from 12 to 5 that day you operate the grocery store as you normally do on Sunday. You close at 5 o'clock. What time did your guests start arriving? Prior to the closing of the store or after?
The officer testified that there have been at least 3 calls and complaints made to the dispatcher. He further testified that no one contacted you, none of the neighbors contacted you because of noise or from anything out of the way. That's what.
And I talked to all of them after this happened, and
I
told them that I was Mr. Roberts wasn't home, so he didn't know. Worked out like it should have, but it's not my intention to not go to the, you know, these are my
name there, that's your.
Teresa and Dr. Spicer have two children that I separate. One of them is two, one is five. And Linda's had Bradley, got Bradley, there's one of these nine, who stayed with that grocery store all the time. Heather, since I was six, whether I had Jane or anyone, which all the kids had. They all hang out at Perry before I had a game. But that's the change that they made.
They left before you left the little city?
No, now Teresa Churchill left before I left the little city. And Tank and Perry were not there before I left the little city. They came after I left.
Well, actually, you wasn't involved in the party, that's what.
No, not. Well, I was back and forth all Sunday, Perry went for all his groceries. Yeah. And I go over to talk to him while he was there. But as far as, like I said, five miles left, there wasn't much, there wasn't anything going on that I would call. Anything other than my gut sitting there talking.
Where? You said this moment ago, Miss Hoover, that the first that you knew the complaint had arisen concerning the activity out there in relation to business and read it in the newspaper. Do you remember on Monday morning having a conversation with the sheriff or a conversation with the sheriff at present concerning the activities out there on Sunday night?
I was not talking to the sheriff. I don't know what the fellow's name is that I was talking to, and I asked him what was the reason that they came down there. And he said something about a complaint, and I said, well, I talked to all of my neighbors, and they said they did not call down there and complain. They didn't even hear it. And about that time, this fellow come out and asked me, told me that he would do, go anywhere in town if he wanted or whatever. And that he was going to issue more warrants. I told him to issue it.
I think what he's asking was when it related actually to business, you were still not aware that it related to the business.
At all.
I think that's what you were trying to, that was my question.
No. I didn't know it when I read the paper, and when I read the paper, I got on the phone. I called your secretary, I called his secretary, and so I finally, and then Wednesday morning, I came up to talk to you. And you also.
Any further questions, Ms. Hoover? Thank you, Bill.
That's all we have at this point.
Anyone else have anything to say regarding?
Y'all keep dragging business in here. This business was closed that day. And
that's the whole reason we're here, counselor, is because of the business.
That's right.
An entertainment permit regarding the business. And anything and that is valid to this business will be heard in this meeting.
There's been no testimony yet that there was any connection with the business.
Well, that's what we're trying to get at,
though. Right, but you keep saying that if you go into the business, you go into the business. But that,
I'm not
been
going
no,
in. I'm fraternizing the business.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, but
that's what we're getting at, is whether or not the permit will be,
We've had no testimony that any of this actually occurred in the business or on the premises.
Crossing the parking lot, they came from the house and came back.
He was in the parking lot going to work.
Well, let's have any final statements that, you know, let's, Martin, do you want a little time to prepare a final statement to the court? You want to have a little recess or something?
Can I clarify one other thing? I think it's what the judge, the call came from me personally. I called the dispatcher.
I
dispatched Mr. Smith down there. When Mr. Smith got there and they scattered like a covey of quails, he said, I then dispatched two more, then I went myself.
My question was brought up. Nobody was able to answer it. You know, I didn't think it was normal that they wrote anybody's name down and just dispatched once they called.
Well, I got the call. Of course, I'm not going to tell who the call was.
Okay.
I'll
say one thing.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Smith,
I'll
say one thing.
I
give, and the license. I felt the lady should have a chance. We had hearings. A space of premises. Chance has been given. Why, as this would occur under this situation where the license is presented to her, that she would allow such as this to happen on the premises of the property? I don't understand.
I can't answer that point. They told me they were going to have credit. And if I had to give a second thought to it, I would say no. But now, I imagine you can check most people and they'll have a cookout in the backyard of their home. I thought that as being a home over there, not part of this. And they would have it over at their home. Now, when the law gives a man who can have a cookout in his backyard, just because his business next door is no different than if you had one in your house, and it's 5 miles from the business. Do they check me and do on everything they can do? With everything? That's, they told me about this. They asked, why did they call me? They didn't ask to call me. I was by there. Before, I was invited up there myself. I was getting into the business. This one. Friday or Saturday. They didn't. And if I'd had any idea, it was a screen to this confusion, I'd have told them to load up and go to the lake. I think the person is home. They've got lots of things home. Now, if they're doing it for business, no way.
You run around the 45 on your home?
No,
and you're
no, and I didn't know this man. That's what I asked him to find out who it was. And just like he said, if he doesn't come in the store, there's enough for him. If the man is not supposed to wear it, then why does he take it off him? It's not my place to take it off him. Other than I can keep it coming in the business with it on. But now, he was driving down the highway with him. Not a
police. He wasn't on the highway.
He wasn't on the
highway. But
He wasn't on the highway.
Or the judge may be guided by the court in exercising this direction. But it's really your
I didn't know it as far as that goes. And as far as the deal with this other young man, I didn't know nothing about him. If we're supposed to keep people like this out, now I know down in Paducah they used to have a plaque list. This man was supposed to let the person come in the business and send a list out. So this man's not allowed in. Then if you talk with him in there, yeah, they had a complaint. But I can't know what all these people do. No way. Unless somebody tells me. Or if somebody walks in the grocery store there, I don't know what they have. Unless, you know, it's been published, I've been made knowledgeable. Then if I've been made knowledgeable, and then I could happen.
What do you mean? I live in Paducah. But what I'm saying is, if I had a good and second thought, I would tell them not to. But I just said it, and it's over at their home, and it was going to be at their home sick, and nothing over around the premises. When I leave this property, Mr. Vine asked me, it shows on here. 1.75 acres. I leased this from the two poor boys. They represented to me that they had between 3 and 4 acres of ground. And I was door building in half. So we put it at 1.75. This survey was made 6 months later. It shows that there's only 1.58 acres left. But I took their word for it when they're due. But when they actually struck it out, and that's the reason that they clicked it. The margin was marked off. It was the parking lot. It even left that little house off. What I actually leased from them. Leased for the operation of the business. And this other has been rented. And then.
Anyone else have anything to say before we take the vote?
I guess many of you know me. My name's Artis Wilson. I live right up the road from Mountain. I guess most of the other fucking character knows. And I go by there 3 or 4 times a day. Stop in and see them once a day. And I can't say that I've ever said. Can't say that I've ever seen anything out of the way. Because there's always people I've never seen anything out of the way.
There has been any complaints on my neighbor as to, you said that I was supposed to be given a chance, and I was given a chance, and I was it or whatever. I've never had a complaint on my neighbor, never had a policeman in it, until the day of my house. It's the first time I've ever even been down there. I can't see that my neighbor should even be in there. And had there been any complaints, you know they would have been there. You think?
Just a couple of things. Under the, and Mr. Perry and I will probably be dealing with this more in forms of legal briefs as opposed to statements, but you have the power to regulate certain things. That power that you have is limited by the, it's called the police power, but that power is limited somewhat by the private property rights of people and the rights of other people that are not actually connected with the business. And I think that what you're doing here is highly improper. I think when you're trying to regulate a man's business and extend it to a place that is entirely unrelated to an incident that you say occurred on the premises, but I question whether you can sufficiently draw that conclusion that it occurred on the premises merely because a fellow came from place for the party was occurring and went back. I think that as far as the violation or the breach of the permit or whatever, I think that's going just a little bit beyond the point which, in my opinion, that you would be justified in doing so. And I think that while you have the power to regulate this business as it is, and set hours for its operation, and set hours and regulate how it will be operated, who can be on the premises, and what kind of activities it can be done, it doesn't at the business. I find that in my own estimation of what the law would be that you're extending beyond the power that is vested in the complete power of the state, when you say that it would also apply to the place of residence, that it's not actually a part of the business. Those are just very comments on my part. It's up to you all. Change the judge, he's going to let you all make the decision. And just you, Mr. Perry and I would do is put it to the board. But I think you ought to really consider what you're doing, because you're really taking one giant step and you say that I can regulate this business, but I can also regulate the activities of this man's home.
That's a private property right that you're invading that.
Before we take the vote, I think Mr. Hoover himself has raised an interesting possibility. I just would toss it out because the thought crossed my mind as he was raising it, of amending the permit to establish persons who are convicted or known felons, to make that a part of it.
That's in the statute.
To make that clearly set out.
That would be proposed regularly.
Upon furnishing the list to the operator by my office or the sheriff's office of these individuals. To notify them for these owners of
Sounds good. It just appears to be hard to regulate because Tom would have no way of knowing, and I don't think Mr. Hoover would have any way of knowing unless you print the photographs and a lot of other material. I mean, those are, you know, maybe it'd be good. I think it'd be very hard to regulate. I don't
know. Place too many certain everyone. I know the police department.
They've done the same thing with their blacklist.
What if they don't?
Dealer, except for the people that actually use.
She would never, she'd have no way of knowing. How would she know? Who we got listed? I mean, if she had a list, how would she know that?
That's what you recognize. You have to check their ID or something. Then they could get a phone ID and you couldn't check here.
Gentlemen, you've heard the statements that have been made. At this time, before the pleasure, whether you have time to, before you make decisions to discuss this among yourselves or.
Yeah,
sure, we can go down to the office. Well, all right, let's be in recess for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
We convene the fiscal court. Gentlemen, we've had time to convert with the county attorney to look at the files of the court. We've heard the testimony that's been presented here today. Time now for the court to take action.
Take it under advisement. Second to that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Carry. I'm going to mark Roger any further. Please, you'd like to file the report between now and then, we'll be in the next. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
I told you I'm going to be on vacation. Martin, y'all, go ahead. I want to take a couple more things before I run.
Okay.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on vacation with my family this week. We'll do the court meeting day. Brought it up to the board. I would like to postpone the meeting.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, of course, that
court day.
Right.
That's the day that I can't do it.
I'm going to get it set.
Well,
I'll make a motion
and
put it off for the next Tuesday. Put notes in paper.
Charlie, can you get it in Friday before you run an ocean? Can you put it on radio?
I can do it Friday if I get back to the office.
Well, we're going to be adjourned in right shortly.
Okay, you do that.
All right, I have a motion and a second that we postpone the fiscal court meeting until the final of the Tuesday.
So we need to get
the
paper.
Yeah, and then have them run on the radio. That would be
in the conference.
What's the date?
It would be June 12th.
It would be a good one if they would have a vision left.
But I mean, just so we know
when
it's going to be.
Motion, sure. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Any opposed, nay. Motion carries. Is there anything else we need to bring up? I would like to invite into the fiscal court, the annual county judges conference will be going on in Louisville week after next. We do have Jack Watson from the White House scheduled to be one of our guests, Bernie Hellenbrand from NATO to be one of our guests. As a speaker, if y'all could get up for any of it, we'll invite you to come. As president of the Judge Association, I'll have a room. They have a suite for the president that they pay for. So I'll have an extra bed and maybe even come up and stay for the whole meeting or part of it. You too, Terry. You can jump in too. We'll be meeting the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Bernie Hellenbrand, I'll get you a schedule of what when I think the best day would be as far as local issues are concerned. And I do want to invite you. I think Rex may be coming for the Commissioner's Well, hit up. Is there anything else?
Oh, briefly, I think we better get back about this. July 15th is 18th. So,
gentlemen, NACO is going to be very important. They're playing a very important role as far as local governments concerned. One of the big things we've got to start thinking about now as the Magistrate Association, Judge Association, CACO and NACO, is revenue sharing. You know, general revenue sharing is on the block. Just to put it bluntly, if we lose general revenue sharing here, you shut down about half the services you now provide. Very important. Write our Congress, all seven of them, write our two United States Senators, and here's Congressman Carol Hubbard, first suggestion to this department.
I will call Hubbard.
Fellas, this is important. Revenue sharing is doggone important, not only to us, but to every county in the state of Kentucky. We cannot sit by and let this thing go down the tube.
You're right.
I can't get any word on countercyclical anti-recession. It looks like that's going to go over the way. We had hope that would be refunded. And if it does get refunded, so we will share in the program. But it looks like it's gone. CETA, as we know it, will end the 15th of September. There will be CETA will be continued, but as the program has been, 15th of September.
Well, I'm going
to go. Wouldn't you make a motion?
I don't make a motion.
I have a motion by Harvey Brown that we adjourn. Is there a second?
Second motion.
All in favor of the motion?